I'm Frank Vaughn. It's September 16th, 2025, and today I have some insight into how fake everything is right here in Canada. On screen, you will see what was reported on yesterday, the press conference that the Prime Minister held in his riding of Nepean, which is basically Ottawa, announcing that the federal government's going to be building these factory homes and putting them on federal land. Basically, commie housing, wartime housing, if you want to use different terminology. But the fact of the matter is, this is actually just a public relations campaign for companies that will directly benefit Mark Carney's portfolio. This is a man using the Prime Minister's office to enhance his portfolio value. And he's using the taxpayers' dollars to create this. This, what you see here, this whole thing, all these people standing there organically, the modular housing, the flag. Let me give you some private insight into this. I've done some digging into this particular press conference, but it was actually an email from a viewer that kind of set things in alignment, and you need to understand how fake everything you see from this government is, and you're paying for all of it. I unfortunately live in Carney's riding. This is from my contact. And they are connected in the construction industry. They noticed that there was heavy equipment working to make a granular pad on a hydro easement on Maryvale Road in Ottawa. Now, this person in construction didn't see the job posting, so this was a tenderless contract that was awarded, apparently, to Taggart Construction. That part I have not confirmed, but that's my contact says it was Taggart Construction that poured the pad. You can check into that, but the pad wasn't there before. Once the pad was completed, a crane came in to put this large removable modular complex, which Mark Carney did a photo op of to promote affordable housing. The next day, after the pictures were done, the crane was back, removing the module, back on the trucks, and took them away. But nobody seems to be talking about the crazy amount of money and planning that would be required. So, at the very least, we have the federal government, apparently for a photo op for Mark Carney, or some other interested party, maybe Brookfield, maybe G-Fans, maybe the connected companies with them, that got a tenderless contract, potentially, from the federal government to pour that pad, to bring in a crane, to hike the Canadian flag, to put up the signs, to put up the modular home, and the whole thing was Hollywood-style cinematography. You see it on screen. This is the inside baseball. This is what it looks like. And you have to ask yourself, how often are they doing this with your money? This is a man parachuted into this country, riding roughshod over 250,000 votes that were disenfranchised in the Liberal leadership race, a contest that was fixed by every possible measure that you can imagine. Statistically completely improbable, Mark Carney parachuted in from outside of this country, becomes Prime Minister. I do believe he was elected. I think most of the Liberal base, their minds are mush. Most of these people are the TV generation. These are the self-entitled baby boomers who just don't know how to evolve and don't want to evolve. And this isn't all baby boomers. This is a significant segment of that population, which comprises the Liberal base. They're not modern. They don't have their heads in the real world. Their view is very selfish and very narcissistic. And it can actually be summed up in one comment below. And I don't know if this is a baby boomer, but the comment just rings true. Not a bad idea. Hope it works. That is building these coffin homes, these modular homes by the thousands and jamming probably mostly new Canadians into them while everybody else just gets to scrape by, none of which will solve the problem. 4,000 houses are a drop in the bucket when Canada is short by millions. And the real problem, mass immigration, the IMP program, the temporary foreign workers program, all the student visas, all the visa overstays that are running loose in Canada right now and are not being deported, that's your housing crisis, that's your social services crisis, that's the everything crisis this will not solve. But this will likely lead to a net increase in the value of the portfolio known as Mark Carney's conflicts of interest. Canada's being looted, folks, right in front of your eyes. And there's people who say, I hope it works. I hope it works out. It's a good idea. Let's give it a try. This fakery This standing before the eyes of the nation and mocking you, rubbing your face in it because they can. They can get away with it because there's a whole segment of the Canadian population, largely concentrated in Ontario and Quebec, not all, but many, who are holding this whole thing back, this awakening process, this understanding that the nation's been lost, the nation's been looted, that your civil rights don't exist, that anything that you think you own, you don't, can be taken away by the stroke of a pen, this rulership of government, which is not parliament. They're rubbing your face in it with an open PR campaign for the continued looting of this country while you suffer and are forced to pay for it. It's disgusting.